Good morning, everybody. It's time for high school football on WCDO. This is Harry Graves along with Matt Kaplan, and it's so interesting to use the phrase, good morning, everybody. It's time for football. We have a noon kickoff scheduled in the game between the Newark Valley Cardinals and the Green Trojans, one of a continuing series of high school sporting events for you right here on your station for sports, WCDO. Today we are coming to you from Union Endicott Central School, and one of the wonders of this field is that it is a turf field. Not unknown to the folks at Green Central School, but it is unknown to many of the schools that will be playing here in the Section 4 playoffs today and again on this coming weekend. This is actually the first of three games, Mr. Matt, that will be played here today. It will be Green Newark Valley at noon. Then it's going to be, Sydney and Waverly at 3 o'clock. And then there's another 7 o'clock game this evening. And of all teams that will be playing, Union Endicott taking on one of their neighbors from across town. So it's going to be a busy day of football here at what is known as Ty Cobb Stadium. So you made it down okay?
I made it down. I don't know about the okay part.
I told you, you can see this field immediately off of the exit of Route 17 and Route 26, and you can almost hit a golf ball that distance.
If I went that way, yeah.
Oh, I take it you took a devious route?
I took a very circuitous route.
Okay.
I wanted to check out the scenery.
We will not talk about that. Well, the pregame show today being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara, or give them a call, Sydney, 607-563-4311. The folks at Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, the players, and the fans from both of the teams the very best in this afternoon's contest and continued success throughout the season. So we will be back with the starting lineups. Everybody's here. Both teams have been out on the field and done their warm-ups. And we're going to be ready for football in another 12 minutes and 8 seconds, according to the scoreboard clock. We'll take a closer look at the teams and everything else coming up on your station for sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves along with Matt Kaplan here on a still Saturday morning. It'll be Saturday afternoon before long. We have football for you. The Newark Valley Cardinals taking on the Green Trojans in what will be a Class C clash. Say that quickly for you today, as these two teams have been here before. They've been in the playoffs. They've done well. Newark Valley played Sydney last year, if you recall, and it's good to see them back here again. The officials are on the field. The teams are now coming back onto the field after their last-minute meetings, and we should be ready to go shortly. So first, for the Newark Valley Cardinals today, if we go ahead and look at the starting lineups, it's going to be Mr. Mason Schutz, number 13. He is a junior. He will be doing the quarterbacking. In the backfield, we're going to see a number of different players throughout the game. We will be seeing about five of them at last count. The fullback will be Tim Smith. He is a junior wearing number 32 today. And Dakota Bennett, on number 20, along with number 43, that is Larry Kazmarsik. Bennett is a junior. Kazmarsik, a sophomore, one of the very, very few on both teams. We're going to be seeing a lot of running action also from Trevor Hoffmeyer, number 42. When we move up to the line, then it's going to be Dylan Kalpokas, a junior, who is the center. The guards today will be James Parrish, number 70, and Travis Phillips, number 57. Both of them are seniors. When you move out to the tackles, you're going to be seeing John Dakar, number 75, a senior, and James Robb, wearing number 60 today, a junior. The tight end will be Tom Bennett, number 82, a junior. The split end will be another junior, Devin Farr, who is, as we said, wearing number 4 today. So that's the starting lineup for the Newark Valley Cardinals. For the Green Trojans, no great change over what we saw last week. It's going to be Joe Beckwith in at quarterback. He is a sophomore. He's been their quarterback all season, so he is what you could call a seasoned sophomore. Running in the backfield, it will be Dan Dickman, a junior, 165 pounds. He will be wearing number 25. Jeremy Floor, number 2, and Keegan Sierwinski, number 10. They're a senior and a junior. Chris Kehoe will be anchoring the center of the line. The guards today will be Garrick Huddleston and Trevor Floor. The tackles will be Dan Haskell and Isaiah Webb. Haskell is a junior, Webb a senior. And the two men who are going to be doing the receiving will be number 15, Brett Ramsey, and also number 8, Cole Browning. Browning playing in the tight end position. So both of the teams have now finished their warm-ups, and we'll have the meeting of officials and captains coming up very shortly. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney. Or give us a call at 563-3737.
We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Special sponsors of the Green Trojan football team include the Green Branch of NBT Bank, the Silo Restaurant, Tidings Real Estate, the Root Funeral Home, Strankard Machine Shop, Gray & Sons Insurance Agency, the Green Office of Sydney Federal Credit Union, G&L Auto, and G&L Auto Supply, Thomas Real Estate Incorporated, Neville Law Office, the Trojan House Deli and Catering, the Raymond Corporation, Wrench's Village Auto, Nathaniel Green's Pub, Hilltop Building and Construction, and Partners Insurance and Financial Services. Go Trojans!
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Good morning, or good afternoon. It's straight up 12 o'clock about now. So in any event, Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan, we've got football for you this afternoon. We're having the meeting of officials in the center of the field right now. The Green Trojans decked out in green with white numerals, and the Newark Valley Cardinals, what color are Cardinals? They're wearing their white jerseys with red trousers, red letters. It will be easy to tell the two teams apart today. We want to give a very special welcome to not only the normal listeners who follow so many games with us here on WCDO, but also the many, many green listeners who are here today via our radio broadcast. It is a great pleasure to be bringing this game to you this afternoon. So, Mr. Kaplan, it looks like we've had the meeting of officials, and we're going to have football coming up in just a minute.
Yes, we are in Newark Valley. They've won the coin toss, and they have chosen to receive.
So the Newark Valley Cardinals will be receiving. One of the things that I want to do, and sometimes we get a bit schmaltzy, but I sort of want to dedicate all of the broadcasts today to a guy by the name of Ridge Barden. And for those of you who hadn't followed the news, Barden was a football player from Phoenix Central School, and he suffered a massive head trauma and was killed in a football game between Phoenix and Homer. And it was one of those things that was totally unforeseen, but it is one of those things that will happen occasionally in sports, and we certainly want his family and the other folks in both of those schools to know that Mr. Barden is in our concerns and in our thoughts. So we're just about ready to go. Interesting baseball game last night.
To say the least.
Gave me something to do when I was driving home from Oneonta last night. And I must say, I hung on every pitch, as they say.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did you go over and watch it, or did you? Not really.
Well, yeah. Well, I was engaged in other activities.
So you did not watch it.
No.
Interesting.
I had to study.
You watch St. Louis. Yeah, right. You watch St. Louis manage to go crazy last night. So we are going to have the kickoff. Here we go. It is up. It is going to be Tim Gell who manages to kick that ball off, and Newark Valley will be able to get the ball at about the 30-yard line as it is going to be run back by one of the Newark Valley Cardinals who manages to, that's going to be Trevor Hoffmeyer, number 42. He gets a little bit of running room and will get up to about the 30-yard line. And we've got football for you on a Saturday afternoon.
And Harry, you know, when he was trying to receive the pass, he almost bobbled it a little bit, had it come on the ground. And a couple of Green defenders were almost at his footsteps when he picked the ball up and tried to run it away.
Number four, Devlin Farr, split way out to the near side. Now we're ready to go. The ball will be picked up there by Mason Schutz, who hands it off to one of his backs coming through short gain as they'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but only inches beyond that. And I can already see that we're going to be in for an interesting day today, Mr. Matt.
Oh, yes, I completely agree. And
no, you don't know why.
No, I know why.
Because you said on the very first kickoff, you said something, you received the pass. So we know it's going to be that kind of a day. It'll be the second man moving through. He's going to pick up about a yard or two and finally be stopped down there. I have to get my licks in when I get a chance.
Man.
I don't get to beat on you too often.
But when you do, you take advantage of it.
For those of you who miss the voice of Dave Keller, Dave has become a new grandfather. We'll tell you more about that later on. So he is actually in Florida or en route to Florida today. And he's not with us, and we're very happy to have Matt Kaplan here. Ball kept on the ground, shots hands off in there. And one thing that you can say about the Green defense is stiffening. This time it will be up to about the 34-yard line, about 34 and a half. It still brings up fourth down and about five and a kicking situation. And dropping back is Jeff Carlin all the way back to about the 35-yard line, getting ready to receive.
On that drive, the Cardinals couldn't do anything to fool Green's defense. They knew exactly what was coming.
Ooh, look out. It's going to be number 13. That is Mason Schutz, who first it looks like he's going to kick it. Then it looks like he's going to run with it. Then at the last moment, he kicks it away. And the ball is going to be way down, taken in by Carlin, way back inside the 20-yard line. He will get a little bit of running room up to about the 19, and he will be stopped there.
And sticking with him was for Newark Valley was Nick Whitmarsh, the senior, who had a great tackle on him on that play.
It is so interesting to find that you get up, you grab your bowl of cereal, and you get out the door early in the morning, because football here on the playoff style is going to be early in the morning. The ball is going to be Joey Beckwith going off to his running back. That looks to me like it's by Keegan Sierwinski. And Sierwinski not getting any running room at all as he will get back to the line of scrimmage and be stuffed up there.
And he was met by a shield of Newark defenders led by Travis Phillips, the defensive end, who's also a senior.
So it is going to be, it looks to me like Lane Whitaker split way out on the far side. Either that or my glasses are steamed up, one of the two. Here goes Beckwith. He splits around very quickly and hands off to number 44 that time. That is going to be Mike Beckwith. Beckwith getting up close to first down territory as he just worked that one to precision.
And, you know, that's one of those good old-fashioned, just hard-running plays. Not only did he drag defenders with him, he dragged some of his own teammates with him.
5'10", 185 pounds of muscle, and it is going to be good for the first down. So 9-19, opening quarter, scoreless ball game. And the Green Trojans on the move. The ball snapped back in there to Beckwith. Beckwith hands off to Who's that going to be? That was Sierwinski, I guess, coming up off the bottom of the pile. He wears number 10. Jeff Carlin wears number 16. And I haven't yet gotten accustomed to how they run. So sometimes you have to look at them and you realize that you see a 1 in a round number. You have no clue what it is. Second and about 7. And the ball will once again be handed off. This time it is going to be to Cerwinski. And Cerwinski manages to get the first down, but loose football. Scramble for it. And a pile-up back at about the original line of scrimmage. Let's see. It looks like it's going to be the Green Trojans that will recover. But that was one of those plays where it looked like there was going to be a first down. Then the ball popped loose, and it went way backwards. And there was a mad scramble for it. Coming in, among others, was quarterback Joe Beckwith to fall on it. I don't know who officially ended up was given credit for that recovery, but it will bring up a third. We'll call it 11.
Oh, yeah, Harry. Definitely during that play, you always do what the coach taught you to do. Put your hat on the ball, and sometimes it pops out.
Brett Ramsey splits out to the left side this time. Long count. Now it goes back to Beckwith. He wants to throw. He scrambles way off to the near side. Throws it at the very last second. The intended receiver down here was, I believe, Dan Dickman, number 20. No, they're going to say it's number 2. That's Jeremy Floor. So Floor manages to fall on his back, not be able to reach up and grab the football. And it brings up a fourth down situation. And in to do the kicking is going to be number 76. That's Isaiah Webb, 6'3", 301 pounds.
That is definitely the smallest kicker I've ever seen, Harry.
So as a result, he gets a high kick that'll go to midfield. It takes a bounce at the 47, rolls down to the 45 in Newark Valley Cardinal territory. And the Cardinals will take over from there.
Man, I've never seen a kicker that big.
Scoreless ball game, 7:30, opening quarter. The Newark Valley Cardinals against the Green Trojans Class C playoff action here at Ty Cobb Stadium in Endicott, New York. So now Mason Schutz gets ready to go, and he'll hand off to the man coming through. That is going to be Timmy Smith. Smith is going to be met right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Man, Green has some big boys up there on the defensive line just stuffing all of these plays.
In a hurry last week, I didn't end up filling in the normal stat sheet that I have, and I'll try to get that going along as time goes on so I'll know the weights of that interior line. Mason Schutz looks off to his left. Now he's ready to go, and he will keep the ball on the ground. It's going to be Timmy Smith carrying it, and no, it's not. It's going to be Smith who bucks the line. Looks like he has the ball, but it's going to be Dakota Bennett, number 20, who will actually do the ball carrying. And he will gain a couple yards up to about the, we'll call it the 49.
And Mike Beckwith was in great defensive position for Green High School. His job on the pitch play was to play the man who the ball is going to get pitched to, and he didn't come off his job, and he made a great tackle pushing him out of bounds.
Devlin Flyer, the junior, splits off to the near side. Dropping back is going to be Mason Schutz, but he will keep the ball on the ground this time as he goes in there to, who's that? Number 43, that is Larry Kazmarsik. Kazmarsik is the only sophomore that is playing for the Newark Valley Cardinals today. He is a powerful running back, fourth and about four.
And that was an excellent tackle by Cole Browning for Green. He just wrapped him up and got him to the ground.
Interesting situation. Mason Schutz puts his hands up as if he was going to receive that snap from center. So did all the other men in the backfield just to keep Green off guard. Schutz finally receives the snap and kicks it away, and it's going to go out of bounds way down in the coffin corner at about the 10-yard line. The Green Trojans will have it first and 10 from there.
And Harry, I mean, these Green seems to be getting it done on the ground, but they just had a fumble and they had, you know, a miscue on a pass play. Let's see if they can pound it down the field like they want to.
6:19, opening quarter. This quarter moving right along. Now back within the offensive position is going to hand it off in there. It looks like it will be Jeff Carlin. Carlin gets to the line of scrimmage, picks up a yard or two. That's about all. How often have we said that? So it will be at the 12, second and about 8.
That was great penetration by the Cardinal defense, shedding right off their blocks and getting right into the backfield, making the tackle.
number three, Lane Whitaker, brings the play in from the bench. Now he splits way out to the right side. Number two, Jeremy Floor, off to the left side. A long count by Beckwith, and the ball will be kept on the ground. Reasonable running room this time. Dan Dickman picking up a little bit of running space and getting up to about the, well, we'll call it the 18-yard line, third and a long two.
Harry, I love this formation that the offense is running. Yeah, you put the quarterback in a shotgun, and then you put the running back behind him. The running back ends up being about 6 to 7 yards off the line of scrimmage, with the quarterback in a small shotgun about 3 to 4 yards off the line of scrimmage. This way you can read the ends, you can read the tackles, and see what's happening.
This time, Floor split to the far side, but a whole new man is in at the split end on the near side, as it looks to me to be Brett Ramsey, who was one of the starters. So we see plays being run in by the split end this time. Flag on the play. They're talking it over with the Newark Valley Cardinals, so that means that it's probably going to be against the Green Trojans and a procedural penalty. No, it's going to be against the Newark Valley Cardinals. That'll be enough for the first down for the Green Trojans. 5 minutes even, showing on the clock, period number one. We want to make sure that we give a big thank you to the folks at Hilltop Building and Construction and at Partners Insurance and Financial Services, two of the fine green sponsors who are sending this game to you today.
And, Harry, that was very interesting what the quarterback did. Usually when the quarterback wants to send people in motion, he says, hey, come here, or you know, brings his knee up, but he just kicked his leg back.
Whipping around is going to be Joey Beckwith, and he will keep the ball on the ground this time, coming up off the bottom of the pile in there. Love having to stall to try to figure out who the ball carrier is. It looks to me like Mike Beckwith is the man who had it. So Beckwith hands off to Beckwith, and he rumbles for about 3 yards, up to, we'll call it the 27-yard line.
Wait, so he handed off to himself, Harry?
No, Joe Beckwith to Mike Beckwith.
I know. I got you this time.
No, you didn't get me this time. So Beckwith ready to go. He has it second, and we'll call it seven. And this time he wants to throw, and he overthrows his intended receiver. Danny Treadwell leaped as high as he could, but could not be able to bring it down.
Yeah, that was just a broken pass play, Harry. I mean, he was open, but just not a very good pass.
3:56 showing on the clock. Opening period. Class C semifinal game. This is the first of two today here on WCDL. We'll have Sidney Waverly at about 3 o'clock. Whitaker splits off to the near side this time. Joe back with long count. He has his hands up. Now he's going to pitch the ball back, and it will be a little bit of running room in there. Boom. Going down hard is going to be Trevor Parrish. Parrish doing the running, 5'8", 167 pounds.
And out in front was the big offensive tackle, Isaiah Webb, 6'3", 301 pounds. Also the punter, he had a great pull on there and was able to give him some room if the defense didn't get great penetration on that one.
So 3.5 minutes on the clock. First period of this scoreless ball game. Green against Newark Valley, fourth and about seven, in another kicking situation. This time it's going to be Webb's kick again to midfield. It will be allowed to bounce, and it takes a Green Central School bounce and rolls down to the 42-yard line. The Newark Valley Cardinals will have it in their own territory at that point.
Yes, they will, Harry. I mean, It's not that was a terrible punt. That's all you want. As long as, you know, they're having no return, they get the ball on their side of the field, there's really nothing wrong with that.
Lots of fans here today, but this is a very, very, very large stadium. So as a result, you can have lots of fans, and it still is only 20% full or 15% full.
I would say.
Mason Schutz and company ready to go. The ball will be pitched out to number 43. That is going to be Larry Kazmarsik. Kazmarsik tries the left side of the line, gets across the line of scrimmage up to about the 45. Give him three.
And even though that was a good running play for Newark, Green is not being fooled with these running plays. Green knows exactly what's coming almost every single time. Newark needs to open up their playbook and use some trickery.
Don't mean to correct you, but make sure you get the Valley in there, Newark Valley. Oh. I know you Rochester boys always think of Newark as one of your hometown communities. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Lots of pushing and shoving at the line of scrimmage. Finally, the ball carrier will be pushed all the way back. It is going to be his forward progress of a couple gained as he gets down to the 47-yard line. Brings up a third and still five situation.
I was actually referring to Newark, New Jersey, Harry.
Yeah. Newark Valley, I knew as a kid. One of my best friends was from there, so I spent many, many days during my senior year down in Newark Valley watching the Cardinals play. Hand off in there to number 43. That is Larry Kaczmarzyk. Kaczmarzyk dents that green line again, but again gets no significant running room. Ball will be placed down at the 48-yard line, still in Newark Valley territory. That will bring up a fourth at about six and another probable kicking situation.
That's all you can ask from the Green defense. They might bend, but it looks like they're not breaking.
Mason Schutz and the rest of the backfield people put their hands up. Schutz gets the snap. He's going to run it out. Comes around the near sideline, gets close to the line of scrimmage. They're going to have to measure this one because this is very, very close. And it's purely a matter of where the official will spot the ball. He has to get across to the Green 48-yard line. And it looks like they're going to say he only got to the 49. The Green Trojans will take over on downs. The chains have already been moved.
And you know what I really like on this play, too? The athleticism of the Green defense. They penetrated, almost had him when he was trying to punt, and then chased him down and pursued him. They're very athletic, very fast defense.
Well, this game moving right along. 1 minute, 21 seconds left in the opening period. Still a scoreless ball game. The Green Trojans, the Newark Valley Cardinals. The ball will be carried by Keegan Sierwinski. And Sierwinski, a 6 foot, 200 pounder, manages to, would you believe, not be able to penetrate the defense of the Newark Valley Cardinals. Loss on that play, if we'll call it two.
Oh, Nick Whitmarsh totally got in there, went right past his defender, and made a great backfield tackle.
Now we have that fast clock going as we're under a minute, and tenths of seconds are flying by. 47 seconds showing. Long count. It comes back to Beckwith. He's going to try his first man through. That doesn't work any better than the previous play did. He'll get to the line of scrimmage, and not much more.
Beckwith, he did something really funny. I don't know if it was a fake, but he did a three-quarter spin and then handed it off on the inside, maybe trying to fake him out, but it looks very graceful,
Harry. We saw that a whole lot last week.
Yes.
We saw these two teams last week, Sydney and Green. Green won that ball game, and so we've seen Beckwith and his style. 10 seconds, the clock running. Beckwith takes the snap. He wants to pass. He's going to scramble to his right. Now he's going to duck it in and run. He will pick up good yardage as he gets across the midfield stripe, across the 45, down to about the 43-yard line. And with that, the first period comes to an end. So the teams will come to the sidelines. They're going to do the switching of the chains. And we'll be back with more coming up for you shortly on your station for sports, WCDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves along with Matt Kaplan back here at Ty Cobb Stadium, Endicott, New York, as we have now period number two of the contest between the Newark Valley Cardinals and the Green Trojans. And Keegan Sierwinski takes that handoff, rumbles forward, first down for the Green Trojans as he gets down to the 40-yard line.
Another great running play by Keegan. I mean, he was doing such a good job on the ground today.
We want to send out thanks to the folks at the Raymond Corporation and also Wrench's Village Auto, two more of the fine sponsors from the Green area. Now, back with Holes, his hands up, goes back to Keegan Sierwinski again, and this time Sierwinski will be very close to first down territory as he shoots off the left side and rumbles forward to about the 30-yard line. The referee goes ahead and says, yep, that's it, and he gives the signal, first down for the Green Trojans. And for the first time in this ball game, one of the teams is significantly in the other team's territory. The ball at the 30-yard line in Newark Valley territory, flags all over the place. Somebody got off a little bit too soon. 11:14 on the clock, period number two.
And Keegan Sierwinski, 6 foot, 200 pounds as a running back. What I love about football up here is that these are some big boys. I remember when I was playing football in high school, 6 foot, 200 pounds would be a tackle. And you got these kids running with the football, that's dangerous.
I was talking before about you were saying that the Green line was so tough. And I finally, during that last commercial break, got an opportunity to organize the weights. 260 at center, 185 and 270 in the guards, 301 and 253 in the tackles on the offensive team. That is a sizable line.
Oh, that's like a car hitting you, Harry.
Joe Beckwith leads the team back up to the line of scrimmage as they're now ready to go again. There was no penalty on that one at all, apparently. The ball will be kept on the ground. Look out, it could be another first down. As Green now manages to give the ball to Sierwinski again, and Sierwinski gets down to the 19-yard line. So the Green Trojans, unbeaten this season, are knocking at the door of the Newark Valley Cardinals.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, what do you expect the Cardinals to do? You have a gigantic offensive line coming at you. You have a gigantic running back coming at you. The only thing you can do is just stand your ground.
I don't want to say that the smallest guy in the team is the quarterback. Sophomore Joe Beckwith is 155. If you look at the ends, they're also not necessarily the largest guys in the world. But the meat in the center of that line is what counts in this ball game. And it will be a couple more yards picked up. Is coming up off the bottom of the pile again will be Sierwinski. He gets down to about the 16-yard line.
Yeah, and Harry, I wouldn't be surprised if Green just kept running the ball all game. It seems to be working out for him, especially on this drive.
10:13, the clock running, period number two. Still a scoreless ball game. Split out to the far side this time will be Jeremy Floor. And everybody else bunched up in the center. Long count, spinning around his back with. He will keep the ball on the ground again. No significant gain on the play, as the ball will be carried by Dickman down for about a 2-3 yard gain, as it's now inside the 15. We'll call it the 14.
That play has big play capabilities, but the problem with that is that it just takes way too long to develop.
This time it's going to be Floor split out to the near side. So Jeremy Floor, 6'2", a pretty good-sized target should anybody choose to pass. It won't be this time. The ball will be kept on the ground again. Sierwinski now getting down inside the, let's see, about the 13-yard line, 12-yard line perhaps.
I'd say. And you know what, Harry, that was great penetration by our boy Nick Whitmarsh over here again. He's getting great penetration in the backfield. Tripped up Sierwinski a little bit and was able to get him down.
Fourth and about four situation. Lane Whitaker bringing the play in from the bench. Now it's going to be Jeremy Flores splitting way out to the near side. The ball will be pitched to Sierwinski. Touchdown, Green. So the Green Trojans go on in at 8:41, showing on the clock, period number two. And it is going to be the Green Trojans going up 6-0.
Harry, that was a great play, just your typical toss play. And he came around the outside, had two pulling guards, had an end, had a split end, had a lot of guys to block for him, found a hole, and just shoved right through into the end zone.
6-0 the score, 8:41 showing on the clock. It will be a kicking attempt for the PAT. Approaching the ball is going to be number 13 for the Green Trojans. That is going to be Tim Gell. And Gell's kick is up and through the upright. So the Green Trojans take the lead by a score of 7-0 here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I am here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Green Trojan football being brought to you by Thomas Real Estate and the Trojan House Deli and Catering. Approaching the ball now, it's time to kick off again, and this time big kick goes down to about the 11-yard line. And it will be gathered in there by number 43, Larry Kaczmarsik. And Kaczmarsik will run it back to about the 30.
It's funny, Harry, after last night's game, except for Oneonta, it was great. It's great to see good kicking.
Yeah, we did see some rather interesting kicking last night in the contest. For those of you who weren't with us last night, we watched the Oneonta Yellow Jackets defeat the Unitego Spartans in one of several games that were season enders for the area teams. The ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be, who's running in there? I hate this. I'm not picking up numbers today, and I usually do very quickly. Gain on that play of about four. We'll get out to the 34-yard line. All of a sudden, I'm looking for number 30, and I didn't see it at all, and that is not the man who is carrying. So be it. 8:12 showing on the clock. 7-0 ball game. Green drawing first blood here against the Nerk Valley Cardinals.
Yeah, Harry, I'm not really sure what happened on that play. It looked like a whole lot of something and a whole lot of nothing.
Mason Schutz goes off this time to Trevor Hoffmeyer. Hoffmeyer will gain another yard, getting up to the 35. They're going to put it inches high of the 35. It will bring up, we'll call it third and still about five. This is the first of two games that we will be airing for you here on WCDO. Sydney against Waverly at or about 3:00. Hoffmeyer splits to the near side this time. Schutz is going to run off to the near side and then pitch at the very last moment, and boom, the man goes down hard.
Oh, that was terrific tackle by Jeremy Floor. The 6'2", 180-pound junior just got in the backfield and totally knew that he was running a some sort of an option play, excuse me, and got the running back.
That was interesting. They split out Trevor Hoffmeyer, number 42, and then pitched the ball to tailback Larry Kaczmarsik at the last second, fourth in a kicking situation. The ball is going to be booted across midfield. Again, it takes a Newark Valley bounce down to the 32, and it will be received down there, and the man will be brought down immediately by Nick Whitmarsh, who got a hold of the man who received that football. I believe it was brought down by Jeremy Floor, but he was whipped around quickly and dropped right in his tracks, and the Green Trojans will take over at the 32.
Yes, Harry, that was a terrific punt, even though he had a lot of adversity. He almost got it blocked by several defenders, but he managed to get it off his foot, and it rolled for a pretty decent distance.
You and I were talking earlier today. You said, man, is the game still on? We're going to have horrible weather coming our way. And that is supposed to go to our south, but we are beginning to see the first sprinkles of the day. The ball will be pitched out to number 34 for the Green Trojans. That is Trevor Parrish. Parrish gets a little bit of running room, not a whole lot. Actually, he gets a lot of running room, but it was all lateral. The ball will be back to about the line of scrimmage, but there is I believe that may be their ball marker, not the flag. We'll have to wait and see. Nope, it's going to be a flag. They're going to move it up. It's against the Newark Valley Cardinals. Long penalty. That will move it across the 40, across the 45 to the 47-yard line. First down for the Green Trojans.
And, Harry, that looked like to be an illegal horse collar tackle, which they've really, really been starting to enforce the past few years.
6:30 showing on the clock, 7-0, Green leading Newark Valley here in the second period. With the ball, Joe Beckwith, he's going to scramble, he's going to pass, it is going to bounce away. The man who went way up for it that time was number 25 for the Green Trojans. That was Dan Dickman. Dickman leaped as high as he could. He would have had the first down had he been able to hang on to that football. He came down hard. The ball bounced away out of bounds.
And a very odd route running, too, by Green, because they had two guys within maybe a few yards of each other trying to get the ball.
Back with splits, Jeremy Floor off to the left side this time. Everybody holding their hands up. The ball will be on the ground, and getting good yardage this time will be the ball carrier for the Green Trojans. Still spotting who it is. It was Keegan Sierwinski once again getting running room. He picks up about 9 as he will be down in Newark Valley territory at the 44-yard line.
And what's great about him, Harry, I apologize for cutting you off, but what's great about him is that he got hit with maybe 1 yard to go, but he was able to bear crawl the rest of the way to get almost the first down.
Pure power. 5:45 showing on the clock. The clock running. The ball kept on the ground again. Green first down as they will get down to the 40-yard line. Lots of games around the area today. Here at Ty Cobb Stadium, we told you that it was a couple of Class C games or a couple of Class D games going on just up the road in Binghamton at Alumni Stadium. Starting at about 1 o'clock, it will be the Walton-Bainbridge-Guilford rematch. That one, of course, of lots of interest to local people. And then they'll have another game at about 4 this afternoon. Back here, it is Joe Beckwith pitching the ball out, going in there to number 10, Keegan Sierwinski. Sierwinski gets running room, gets a first down, gets inside the 25-yard line.
I'll tell you, Harry, he does not come down very easily. His yards after first contact are going to be very high in this game.
It's very interesting. You watch Keegan Sierwinski, who's been doing all of the work today, and you put him in there with another gentleman that we haven't seen a whole lot of today by the name of Jeff Carlin. You've got powerful backs.
Very powerful.
We didn't see Carlin last week until late in the ball game, and boy, he turns on the afterburners like you wouldn't believe. Lane Whitaker split off to the near side this time. Beckwith long count. and he's going to keep the ball on the ground, and he will see a slight pickup. Mike Beckwith carrying that ball, getting a pickup of about 7, possibly 8. The ball will be placed down. It looks to be about the 17-yard line.
Oh, and that was great offensive line play. They had on it, it was a trap play and almost a trick play, too, kind of. But they had the guard pull around and trap the defensive tackle. This way they can come right through the hole and open it up.
4:18, clock running. Long count by Beckwith. He'll look off to his right side. Now he's ready to go. He'll hand off again to Sierwinski, and Sierwinski punches through that line very, very, very close to first down territory. It looks like he's at about the 13-yard line. We'll wait for the signal. There it comes, and the Green Trojans have another first down as this long drive continues. It has so far gone by 10, 20, 30, 40, about 55, 60 yards.
Yes, it has, and they're just punches and bunches all down the field, and they're just chewing up clock, chewing up the defense, chewing up yards. They're not going to be hungry after this game.
3:50 showing on the clock now. Split off to the near side. Whitaker, long count by Beckwith. The ball will be going on the ground to Dan Dickman this time, and Dickman cannot penetrate the Cardinal line, as he is going to be read perfectly, and they are right there to push him back. No gain on the play, no loss either.
I think the ball might have slipped out a little bit on that play too, Harry. You can see a whole swarm of Newark Valley defenders coming to the ball, but Green ended up getting it at the end of the play.
We see a few drops on our window, and we see sort of a mist up and down the valley, but not enough to have most of the people running for cover yet here at Ty Cobb Stadium. Green leading in the ball game by a 7-0 score. Fumble picked up very quickly in there by Beckwith, number 5, but he will be running to try to get away from people, and he is going to be caught in the backfield by Travis Phillips, and he will be dropped down at about the 19-yard line. That will bring up a third, and we'll call it about 17.
Along with Phillips, Tim Smith, the defensive tackle, who's a junior, had great penetration and really got to him.
So the Newark Valley Cardinals playing among the western half of the league. Green among the teams in the eastern. Oh, two bad snaps in a row. Grabbed down by Beckwith. He battles back to the line of scrimmage that time. We have seen very good snaps from center throughout the whole game until the very last two, and both of those Joey Beckwith had to scramble for. This one, no damage done because he was able to grab it down and still get back to the line of scrimmage. But it's potential disaster right there when you see a couple of bad snaps coming on.
The life of a center is tough, Harry. You have to snap the ball perfectly 100% of the time, and that's just not easy to do.
For Chris Keough, 6 foot, 260 pounds, he had been perfect throughout all of the last games, or the last two games that we saw. You know, we were mentioning the weather. It's supposed to be a pretty fair amount of snow to our south and to our east. In the ski areas, they're calling for many inches, would you believe? And with that, the Green Trojans are going to call timeout. So we've got a pause in the action here at Ty Cobb Stadium. Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan. It's a Green lead over the Newark Valley Cardinals, 7-0. On your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here at Ty Cobb Stadium, Endicott, New York. This game being brought to you today by the Green Office of the Sidney Federal Credit Union and by the folks at the Neville Law Office, two of the fine sponsors following the Green Trojans. Beckwith ready to go. He's going to scramble this time. Oh, he's got a target in the end zone, and no green jerseys are there. Going up into the air, almost picking it off, one of the Newark Valley defenders, but he wasn't able to receive it. But on a fourth down situation, I'm not certain that you would want to receive it in the end zone.
Well, the thing is, Harry, is that if they did, they only would have gained 1 yard.
I know, because right now it's going to be first and 10 for the Green Trojans from the 19. Had he gotten it in the end zone, it would have brought it out to the 20. So Mason Schutz has been shut down so far in this ball game. He's ready to go again. He has a man split way out to the right side. He will keep the ball on the ground, as it is going to be Larry Kazmarcy carrying the ball, hitting the left side of the line, getting forward for about a yard, and that's it. 1-1-1 on the clock, period numero two. And with that, there's something that one of the coaches didn't like on the green side, so he's called a very quick timeout. We've got a pause in the action on your station for sports, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan at Ty Cobb Stadium, Endicott, New York. This game being brought to you by G&L Auto Repair and the folks at G&L Auto Supply, as well as Gray and Sons Insurance Agency supporting the Green Trojans. Well, we've got 1:11 showing on the clock, period number two. The Newark Valley Cardinals with possession of the football. It's going to be second and about 10, and the ball will be kept on the ground again. This time, a carry for a yard, maybe at the most.
Now, Harry, I mean, Green's defense is doing a great job, but I don't know if it's so much that Green's defense is great or if it's that Newark Valley offense is just very stagnant.
It's very interesting, too, because both of these coaches are, and this is one of those things where you see a bit of coaching philosophy coming in, both of them have seen things that they don't like, and another timeout is called. So we got another pause in the action on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Very interesting, Matt, because we've seen two timeouts here in quick bang-bang succession, probably running clock, probably within the last 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I don't get it, but
the Newark Valley Cardinals ready to go, and Mason Schutz spins around and now is going to go for a man downfield, as his target that time was going to be number 16, Austin Argenti. And he just really cocked that arm and threw it hard. And with that, 1 minute even, and it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Argenti was not able to catch up to that football.
No, but he had a great step. He was covered by two defenders. Great step on both of them. I mean, they were close, but had he caught it, they probably would have tackled him, but he still could have had a decent game.
He was back in midfield by that point. Ooh, bad snap. The ball is going to be dropped, and it will be down inside the 10-yard line. They snapped it back to the kicker, but at that time, I don't think it was a bad snap. I think the guy just couldn't hang on to the football.
Right.
55 seconds showing on the clock, and the Green Trojans will take over inside the 10-yard line, deep in Newark Valley territory.
That was just a broken punt play, Harry.
It's interesting how things happen once in a while, but Beckwith comes in now with 55 seconds on the clock to be able to, and he will not have to have anywhere near the 55 seconds. He goes to Keegan Cerwinski, and Cerwinski finds a huge hole and rumbles forward to about the 2-yard line. So now the clock's still running, 40 seconds. Jeremy Fleur goes way out to the left side. Beckwith once again goes to his money man. That is going to be Cerwinski, and Cerwinski will prance on in. So now, when everything seemed to be push and shove, it all of a sudden becomes a 2-touchdown lead for the Green Trojans. 28 seconds showing in the second period as, again, Cerwinski manages to go on in, this time a 2-yard run.
And you know what, Harry, I haven't seen either of these teams play before, but even I knew they were giving it to Cerwinski up the middle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and he's been the money man. And with that, we have a 13-0 ball game. Point after attempt, no good. And both of these teams come out to get ready to go. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I guess that is not much. So as a result, we will be back in just 30 seconds after this word on your station for sports, WCDO.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Matt Kaplan back here at Ty Cobb Stadium, Endicott, New York, where the Green Trojans have gone up on top by a 13-0 score over the Newark Valley Cardinals. This game being brought to you by the folks at Strenkert Machine Shop and Nathaniel Green's Pub, supporters of the Green Trojans. Okay, the Trojans will have the opportunity to kick that ball off, but we're not going to see any big run back. The ball was gathered in downfield by the Newark Valley Cardinals. Number 20 was the man who got the run back. That's Dakota Bennett. When he's in there as an offense, he's in a tailback position. He'll get the ball back to about the 38-yard line, but the clock is showing 24.1 seconds, and that's not great field position for anybody with that amount of time.
And bringing him to the floor, ironically, was Trevor Fleur, the 6'2", 185-pound junior. Doing a great job.
So it's going to be one more opportunity for Mason Schutz. He barks out his signals, drops back. He wants to pass. His intended receiver was number 16. That was going to be Argente, and Argente again was not able to get to it.
And you know what's tough, Harry? I noticed over on the sideline, as he was turning around looking for the football, there's three guys with cameras trying to take pictures of him with their flashes going off. That's got to be tough, along with everyone yelling at you and stuff. Oh, man.
When you've got, when we get to the playoffs, that is when everybody has interest, and all the media, of course, will be here. Second and 10. Here we go. Shots one more time. Long count as he barks out his signals, drops back. Ooh, he's going to be caught in the backfield. The ball is broken loose. So with 13 seconds showing on the clock, the Green Trojans will fall on the ball inside the 25-yard line, but they're not even stopping the clock. So it runs on down, time runs out, and we have ourselves a 13-0 ball game as both of these teams head into the locker room for their halftime break. You're listening to WCDO, the Tri-County Heartbeat, your station for sports. WCDO.